This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Runner, Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Pusaka in Publica, and this occurs Sunday. And the focus is on the kompang, a traditional Malay percussion instrument, which I associate with the Majlis Perarakan to the Persandingan. And online over the phone, I have Pauline Phan, the creative director of Pusaka. Hi, Pauline.
Hello, good afternoon.
What will happen this Sunday?
We are back with our Pusaka evenings at Publica series. And this is the last one for this year. And so we've decided to feature a Malam Kompang Pusaka. And what we'll be doing is featuring a few groups of Kompang players. But we've decided to actually feature the rarer forms of Kompang, which people don't usually see. As you said, people usually associate Kompang with the Majlis Perarakan Persandingan, which is sort of procession for a wedding.
Yes.
And that's the usual Kompang that we hear. That, it turns out, is really only one kind of kompang, and that exists. There are other kinds of kompang which are far more complex and actually becoming much more rare these days. And so we've decided to actually bring out groups who play those types of kompang.
How many groups do you have?
We work with about three or four different groups, but we'll be featuring three different groups at the Malam Kompang Pusaka. And all of them actually are playing different styles of kompang, all of which are really not seen very often these days. We have one group, which is actually two groups in one, from Sabah Bernam Selangor, and they are called Kumpulan Kompang Anak Selangor. They play two different styles, and they play what is generally known as Kompang Jawa, because it originated from Java, but even now it's, I think, quite rare in Java. And they play two different styles of Kompang Truntungan and also Kompang Hadaro.
How many different kinds of kompangs are there?
You mean in Malaysia?
Yes.
Well, I don't really want to put a number on it. I think there are at least 10 different kinds, if you really want to count them. What we usually see is what people call kompang Melayu. But then, of course, you can break them down into genres, also like kompang Selawat. And kompang Selawat is, of course, it's playing that kompang, but you're singing devotional religious praise along with the kompang. The thing that really distinguishes the different kompang genres is not so much what they're singing, but especially what the beats that they play. And so the other group that we're bringing from Johor, they are the Persatuan Kompang Kampung Parit Madirono, Kampontian, and they happen to be one of the last groups, possibly the last group that plays the Kompang Jido in the traditional style that is based on the Kitab Barzanji. The Kompang Jido, as opposed to the Kompang Melayu has four different beats or rhythms, yeah? The Kompang Jido has 12. And so you can already just see the complexity of the Kompang Jido in contrast with what we're used to, which is the Kompang Melayu. So even if you talk about things like Kompang Selawat or some of those other Kompang styles, most of them are still considered Kompang Melayu because of the beat structure.
In terms of the musical instrument, you get them in different sizes,
yes.
But it is in the use, in the rhythm, mm-hmm. that it is different.
Rhythm is different. Also, when it comes to Kompang Jawa, though, I think the size of the kompang does make a big difference, because especially in the Truntungan, where you get kompangs of various sizes, there's 8 different kompang sizes, and because of that, they have different tonalities, and they actually form a kind of ensemble that is modeled after the gamelan.
Does that mean then different groups will have perhaps a greater variety of sizes and therefore different sounds?
Yes, but it still follows a standard kind of pattern, I think. So in Kompang Melayu, they don't usually vary the size too much. In Kompang Truntungan, you have to have those 8 different kinds of, 8 different sizes or 8 different kompang. And that structure is actually modeled on the gamelan, meaning that each of those kompang, it even has the name. They even name it according to the instrument of the gamelan. So they're actually, in effect, creating a kind of gamelan ensemble in percussion. it's very beautiful because you can hear the different pitches of the kompangs. That tradition, the kompang turun-turunan, is now in Malaysia only found in one or two places, and all of the performers are very old, in their 70s, 80s, and 90s.
This Sunday, there is going to be a kompang-making demonstration.
Yes.
Who will be doing this?
Well, this will be done by a very famous kompang maker by the name of Encik Mokhtar, Encik Mokhtar Hamid, and he is from Batu Pahat, Johor. He makes, he inherited the art of kompang making from his father, and he's he has a modest establishment in Batu Pahat, but he's really well known as one of the best craftsmen of kompang in the whole country. So he'll be coming with us, and he'll be there from 4 to 7. So anyone who wants to see or learn a little bit more about kompang and see how it's made, he will be doing a demonstration.
Will there be a lecture before the performance itself?
We won't be doing a lecture, but we will, of course, be doing an introduction to introduce brief background of the kompang tradition and also the groups and the different styles that they're playing.
Thank you, Pauline.
Thanks so much, Sun Heng.
Malam Kompang Pusaka takes place this Sunday, December 17th, in the Square Publica at 8:30. However, the performance will be preceded by a kompang-making demonstration at 4 p.m. This demonstration will run till 7 p.m. Admission to the event, as always, is free. This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Sun Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.